You know, it's so strange to sit here and to read the news and then to see some of the senators, some of the public officials saying similar things that we are. You know, many years ago, the environmental activists were blowing up buildings and saying we must save the planet by stopping humanity. We must save the planet, so kill yourself. This is radical ideology. It's cult. It is a cult-like mindset, okay? And now there is this massive movement for climate change. But people don't realize how this climate change movement came about. But a Republican senator does. He has accused the EPA of brainwashing our children. And that's exactly right. Because those environmental activists who were blowing up buildings and destroying a lot, they stopped being destructive and became teachers and professors. And now we have kids who think that the environment matters more than their life. That is a cult. Thursday on CNN's New Day, Senator Jim Inhofe reacted to an item from President Donald Trump's proposed budget, which will cut the Environmental Protection Agency from $8.1 billion to $5.7 billion, or roughly 30%. Inhofe said while some of the efforts of the EPA were needed, he criticized one of its functions that he called brainwashing our children. We want to deliver the services, he said. We ought to make things clean, but we ought to take all this stuff that comes out of the EPA that is brainwashing our kids, that is propaganda, things that aren't true, allegations. That right there is awesome. It's the truth. You see, you don't need propaganda to push something that's true. You don't. If climate change was really going on, we would not be seeing such a heavy propaganda, cult-like mindset, activist regime come up out of nowhere. Is pollution bad? Yeah. I want clean water and clean air. I sure as hell don't want some big, ugly company dumping into the lakes and streams. That's terrible. But at the same time, the earth changes. It's changed. When the earth changes, it changes quite violently. And we should all understand that fact. There are extreme weather events throughout history. They've happened since the beginning of time. Since creation. But now somehow these climate change events are caused by human beings breathing. Because they say it's CO2. That's your breath. Yeah, it's emitted by other things too, but that's our breath. So when they say they want to get it down to zero, what is that supposed to mean? That's a depopulation agenda. And if you just go, like literally, just go to Google Images and look at some of the posters that they used to have back in the 80s, 90s, 70s, when this environmental movement came about. Save the planet, kill yourself. Wow. That's a cult. It's now a mainstream cult, but it's called climate change, and it's for the benefit of humanity, for our future children. But we can't have children according to you individuals. Because the children apparently are what's going to cause this earth to die. We've got too many people. We're overpopulated. But yet we're supposed to save the planet for our children. That makes no sense. It makes no sense. You see, it's an elitist movement, and we've got to stop it. And thankfully, Republican senators and others are grasping this, that it is brainwashing. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. God bless, and carry on.